It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, September 6th, 2017. Today is the birthday of American capitalist Joseph P. Kennedy, born in Boston in 1888. He is best known as the father of three political giants of the 20th century, President John F. Kennedy, Senator Ted Kennedy, and Senator Robert Kennedy, who also served as Attorney General of the United States. Driven to succeed, Joseph Kennedy became a bank president at age 25. By age 30, he was a millionaire. In 1937, he became the first Irish-American ambassador to Great Britain, serving in that position until 1940. Born to an Irish Catholic family, he overcame the class and religious prejudices of his era and enrolled at Harvard University, graduating in 1912. In 1914, he married Rose Fitzgerald, whose father was the mayor of Boston, and the couple would eventually raise four sons and five daughters. The Kennedy children were encouraged to read the New York Times at an early age, and only national issues were discussed around the table during dinner. Their ambitious, hard-driving parents wanted all of them to succeed, and there was little room for sentiment in their home life. Their fiercely competitive father was fond of saying, "There will be no losers around here. We are all winners in this family." Always financially astute, his first millions were made through investments in the movie business and in alcohol distribution. He ran a movie studio in the 1920s, during which time he had an affair with actress Gloria Swanson. Kennedy retired from stock trading at age 41, amassing enough capital to build million-dollar trust funds for each of his nine children. In the 1932 presidential election, Kennedy supported Franklin D. Roosevelt, who in turn named him chairman of the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission in 1934. Shortly thereafter, he was appointed chair of the U.S. Maritime Commission as well. With the onset of World War II, he spoke out against American foreign policy and resigned as ambassador to the Court of St. James in 1940, convinced that Britain would be taken over by Nazi Germany, and that America's only hope lay in staying out of the coming conflict. According to a November 1940 article in the Boston Sunday Globe, upon returning from London on the eve of the war, Kennedy said, "Democracy is finished in England, and it may be here as well." His controversial views earned him a reputation as an appeaser of Hitler. Yet, when the United States went to war, he offered to serve. But because of his previous comments about conditions in Europe, some of which were seen as anti-Semitic, the Roosevelt administration all but ignored him. After the loss of his first son, Joseph P. Kennedy, Jr., during the war, Kennedy, Sr. stepped back from public life and concentrated on grooming his three remaining sons for political office, at which he remarkably succeeded. He suffered a debilitating stroke in 1961 during the first year of his son's presidency. He went into a long decline and died at the Kennedy compound on Cape Cod near Hyannisport, Massachusetts, on November 18, 1969, at the age of 81. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 6, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.